Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So we went through the Steelers' schedule, and we were trying to ascertain whether or not they'd have a quarterback advantage with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. And we said in 10 out of the 17 games, we would take Rodgers for a game over the other guy. I want to play the same game now with Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
Are you game for the game?
I am always game.
Who is better, Justin Fields or Mason Rudolph?
Justin Fields.
Agreed. Sam Darnold or Mason Rudolph?
See, like, this is a tough one for me. This is a weird, tough one for me. I don't know why.
I'm going with Darnold.
I'm going to go with Darnold, but it's close. Darnold.
Drake May or Mason Rudolph?
Drake May.
I'm going with May as well. J.J. McCarthy or Mason Rudolph?
I'm going to go with Mason there. Based off of experience.
Because we've at least seen Mason play good games in the NFL. We have not seen J.J. McCarthy play a game. And it's when you get him, too. Same
exactly.
Thing that you said with Caleb Williams in the last segment. Like, if this is later in the season, J.J. McCarthy may well look very good.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it last year. Bo Nix, when he played the Steelers, was objectively awful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he stunk. I was wondering if the Broncos would win 5 games. He kept getting better and better. But at that time in the season, yeah. All right. Rudolph or whoever the Browns quarterback is. This milling about right here, this is why the Steelers went out and got Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, exactly.
If you can't definitively say your quarterback is better than the Browns quarterback situation, you don't want that guy starting 17 games.
Oh, man. Can I split it? Can I give Browns one game and then Mason the other game?
I like that.
Okay.
So I'll give it the L this time around. All right, then you got what happened to the music. It's buffering again. It's back! Joe Burrow, L.
Yep.
Jordan Love, L.
Yep.
What about the Colts?
Mason.
That's fair. Herbert, L.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow again, L. Caleb Williams, I'm guessing you're going with Caleb again.
Yep.
Then you got Josh Allen, L. Lamar Jackson, L. I'm still taking Tua over Rudolph.
Yes.
It is in the snow at home in all likelihood. But you're going to take Tua. We got Cleveland, I'm giving us the dub then. And then you got Baltimore, L. So we said the Steelers had the quarterback advantage in 10 out of 17 games with Rodgers. Now with Rudolph, they've got the quarterback advantage in 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no contest, folks.
Maybe 3 games.
Maybe 3.
Maybe.
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4. Being generous.
So if the Steelers were to go 9-8 or 10-7, the way that they always seem to under Mike Tomlin with Mason Rudolph, it wasn't going to be because the quarterback was going to rise up and play better. Like, You're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to play defense. You're going to have to win games 13-12. And I just didn't want to sign up for that again.
And you know what? What's funny about this? How many advantages does Mason Rudolph have in games? Three?
Maybe four. Three or four.
That's backup.
Yes.
That's what backups do. They have three games. Maybe three games. There you go.
That's just not fun. And maybe Rodgers blows up. Maybe this becomes a toxic slop fest where every single week Rodgers goes on McAfee and he's throwing shade and he's out of pocket and the Steelers are issuing statements like they did when Mason Rudolph went to the political rally. I would rather take the chances on that than watch the Steelers run a backup quarterback out there for 17 weeks. We can be done with the music. It's distracting me. It's too good. The music is too good. I can't focus. I mean, it's really simple. The stated goal of the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise every year is to win the Super Bowl. Neither of us think they're going to do that. But you look at the schedule, you can't be taken seriously as a franchise if Mason Rudolph is going to be your guy every week. With all due respect to Mason.
Yep.
You can be a career backup and have had a great career. And I don't think the Steelers erred in picking Mason Rudolph. A cheap backup quarterback is, I think, a competitive advantage. We think of some of the backups being paid around the league. Paying or having Mason Rudolph in his rookie deal, worth it. Having Mason Rudolph now at $4 million a season, worth it. But he's not a starter. And he is not being unfairly treated here. I'm tired of that one. We keep getting it on the text line.
I think he's getting fairly treated. I think that they were honest with him whenever they brought him back, and they gave him a decent amount of money for the season that he had last year. I mean, he wasn't getting that money anywhere else, or he would have taken it.
He was bad last year. Now, the line was bad, and the skill position guys are bad, but good quarterbacks elevate. He did that for three games here in Pittsburgh. Four, I guess, in the playoff game. To be fair to Mason, he threw a costly interception in that playoff game against the Bills, but they were at least competitive midway through the fourth quarter in that game. You can't say that about any of the other past seven playoff appearances. So four times he went out there and he didn't embarrass himself, and in a couple of those games, he played really well. But you know who does that? Good backup quarterbacks. Yep. You know, there are people who saw that, those who are against this Rodgers signing, who say, all right, he proved himself for three games. We need to see more of a sample size. No, I think you either, the Batman line, Dorn, you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Mason Rudolph for three games to get you into the playoffs, he's a hero. He's a folk hero. People are making shirts. I was wearing a shirt. I was wearing a Rudolph nose. Like, let's go. Let's get behind this guy. If he had to play 10, 12, 15, 17 games, you're going to wind up feeling much different about Mason Rudolph. And people would be saying, next year, don't even let him be the backup. That's got to be Will Howard's job. So this is the best thing probably, actually, to happen for Mason Rudolph. Mason gets to keep collecting money. He can be a backup quarterback for the next 8 years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you play 17 games and stink for 9 of them, 10 of them, then you might not be a backup quarterback. So he's not just getting treated fairly here. This is the best thing that can happen to the guy. IMO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.